Om Shanti. So we'll be revising today's Abhyakta Murali. If you look at the origin of devotion in India, there was a great Sanskrit poet Jayadeva, and this Jayadeva had written an epic poem. The name of the poem was Gita Govinda. In that poem, for the first time, he described the divine love of Radha and Krishna. Before that, nobody worshipped Krishna in that form. This is for the first time from this point of time that Shri Krishna, along with Radha, as a couple, got prominence in Indian devotion. Before that, even the devotion of Krishna was not too much, but this is at like this 12th century. Then later on, so many other scholars and philosophers and saints came who increased this mode of bhakti, Nimbarka and so many others, Vallabhacharya and so on. So in that Gita Govinda, that epic poem, they describe the divine love or the divine romance of Shri Krishna and Radha. And they describe everything that this couple do. So, in that, not in that book exactly, but from that point of time, they started describing the divine spiritual activities of Shri Krishna along with Radha. And these divine activities or spiritual activities of Radha or Krishna is known as Leelas. So they describe Ashtalilas. Ashtalilas means eight different divine activities. They describe Shri Krishna as the source of, especially the Vaishnava community, they describe Shri Krishna as the divine, the supreme God, and Radha is the supreme goddess, and she is the, just as Krishna is the source of everything, she is the source of everything. At one point of time it is even described that whole world is being enchanted by Shri Krishna, but Shri Krishna is enchanted by Radha. So Radha is shown as even more, is greater than Shri Krishna, or stronger than Shri Krishna. So they describe Ashta Leelas. What are those Ashta Leelas? They are not exactly mentioned in any scriptures, but roughly, first is the one vihar. One vihar is wandering. They too move around everywhere. First is this. Second is ras, dancing. Third is gaan, that is singing. Fourth is paheli, that is riddle competition, puzzle competition. So these Radha and Krishna, along with other gopis, they engage in these things. And these are described as divine pastimes or divine leelas. Then madhuraspan, that is drinking of some intoxicating liquids. Then all the other gopis, they would serve Radha and Krishna. Somebody would massage their feet, somebody would fan them, somebody would give them pan to eat, all those things. So that is the seva. Seventh is Radha and Krishna, they are sleeping on the bed of flowers. And eighth, Ashta Divine Leelas. And eighth is their night time, their night pastimes, whatever they do. So these are known as Ashtalilas or eight divine activities. Baba has talked about this Ashtalila in today's Avyakta Murali. I don't know in what sense Baba has used that word, but we can divide this entire Murali into eight Leelas or eight different divine activities. So what are the different divine activities? Actually, if you look at Shri Krishna is described as God, and Radha is somebody who is described as love of God. So it's Radha is actually not a person, but that feeling of love for God is symbolized as Radha. And at one place or at many places it is described, especially in Vaishnava Sampradaya, that Sri Krishna is God and all others, all souls are females. He is the Param Purush and all others are Prakriti or females or gopis. So he is the Gopi Vallabh of all the gopis. And this love for God is described as divine leelas. So in today's Murli, Baba has talked about 8 different divine leelas. So what are they? First, the leela of meeting God. First, leela of, divine leela of meeting God. Second is divine leela of those loving mothers who have got unlimited awareness of being alaukik while staying in laukik. That is the second leela. The third leela is the divine leela of bidding farewell to Maya and receiving congratulations from Baba. That is the third divine leela. Fourth divine leela is the divine leela of getting lost or getting absorbed in the love of God. Fifth divine leela is the leela of knowing Baba means knowing everything. That is also divine leela. Sixth divine leela is the divine leela of ashtaleelas. When you get sick, what you have to do? That is sixth. Seventh divine leela is the divine leela of swinging in the swing of happiness. And eighth divine leela is the divine leela of storytelling. So there are two Murlis. First Murli of 5th April 1983, second Murli of 7th April 1983. So first two leelas, there are four parties, they will constitute four leelas, and there are two questions, there are again two leelas. So in all total, there are 8 divine leelas. We'll come to each one of them. First leela is a divine leela of meeting. So Baba said, this is a double meeting. Actually, there are two words in Hindi, but when they translate in English, they use only one word. One is Milan and another is Mela. But in English, they are using same word, meeting. But actually, meeting is not Mela. Mela is something like fair, gathering. Okay? So, but in English, they translate that as a meeting. So Baba said, this is double meeting. First, it is the meeting of Bap and Dada, God and Brahma. And second, it is the meeting of Bap Dada and children. When Baba is saying that, usually all those places are pilgrimage places where there is a meeting of river and ocean. Okay? And they organize fairs or Kumbh Melas and so on and so forth. In a similar manner, Baba is very happy to see this meeting. So this meeting is in fact a divine leela. This is the leela of Milan or Mela of God and children. Of God and Brahma. So this is the first meeting. Baba is describing what happens in those fairs or melas and what is happening here. Such a huge contrast. In those melas and this mela. This is alaukik, this is divine, this is godly, this is spiritual meeting. Then there is some conversation between Brahma and Shiva Baba. Brahma is posing some questions to Shiva Baba. Brahma is asking, I think this is Murli in Om Shanti Bhavan, because Baba has said, now this hall has been constructed and now growth is, lot of people are coming, so don't feel that we are less, the less the better is not the dictum. The more the merrier. The more are the number of children, the better it is. So Shiva Baba, Brahma has asked a very pertinent question. He said, the way you meet us, God, will it continue in the similar manner in future also, looking at the growth which is happening? So Shiva Baba has in a roundabout way answered this question, not directly. He said that this meeting will continue, and just as from father you receive this toli of meeting and from teacher you receive Murli, and from Sadhguru you received Nazar Se Nihal. I don't know how to translate that in English, but it is said to go beyond with a glance, to have that spiritual drishti, filled of spiritual vision. So Baba said, in these three ways, Baba will continue to meet, because new children are coming. So three methods or three relationships will continue, in spite of the fact that there is a growth, but still the meeting will continue. And Baba said, this children will increase, they would be lying from Abu Road, and so on and so forth. So here, why I am calling it Leela, it is a Leela, means it is a divine activity or spiritual activity of meeting. We have to have these three relationships. First, as a father, it is a Milan. Baba is giving us, this is a Toli, Baba said. Then he is giving us his Murli, his teachings, his, and then he is making us full with all the divine qualities. Just with his vision, with his drishti, he is making us full. So this meeting with God is in fact divine Leela. Just as the describe of Radha and Krishna, they meet each other. In fact, Radha was elder than Shri Krishna, 10 years elder. It's shown like that. At some literatures show they never got married. Some literatures say that they did get married, but in private. So a lot of things are there. Very mysterious figure, Radha, because the name Radha is not even described in Bhagavata. But they describe this, and Indians worship Radha Krishna together. There are temples of Radha Krishna all over India, not only India, but all over the world. So this divine meeting of soul and supreme soul, and forging all different relationships with him, not just lover, but his father, but his teacher, but his guru, this itself should become a Leela. That is first. Second Leela is the Leela of those loving mothers. They are staying in Laukik. Okay? And every Laukik, every mother who is in Gyan, she has three concerns all the time. What are the three concerns? My children should come in Gyan. My husband should become cooperative. And third, my family should become companion. These three concerns are always there. So Baba told a few things. First, he said, you are server, you are unlimited server, you are trustee, and many things. Baba said, you don't keep this limited vision or limited consciousness of mine. My husband, my children, my possessions. Don't keep this limited vision. Have unlimited vision. And then only when you have unlimited vision, you can give them soul conscious and benevolent vision. Then only you can bring benefit to those souls. So long as you have this limited vision, it is not possible. This is the first thing. Second thing he said is, don't be impatient to bring them in Gyan. Because every soul has got karmic accounts of bhakti. They will settle that, then they will come in Gyan. Then Baba said, don't get disheartened. Have patience, don't get disheartened, don't get depressed. Because they are not coming in Gyan. And fourth thing is, be a detached observer. Sit on the seat of detached observer and see, and have good wishes for all of them. Then only your good wishes will reach them, otherwise it will not reach. Because so long as you are in that limited consciousness, this wall of limitation, Baba said, break this wall of limitation and enter into that unlimited. Why you are saying that only this, my husband or my children or my family should come in Gyan? Why don't you feel that whole world should come in Gyan? Why don't you feel that whole world should understand who is Baba? They should recognize him. They should become Babas. Have the unlimited vision. Then only, many times Baba said, so long as you have got mamta or you have got that attachment to anybody, your sakash will not reach that person. You should have unlimited vairag or disinterest. Then only your sakash or good wishes will reach that other person. So this is the divine Leela of loving mothers, of unlimited consciousness while staying in Laukik but making things alaukik. So this is the second Leela. Here Baba also said that everybody has a desire that Baba should give some personal blessing. Baba said Baba is talking privately in public to everyone. Baba is giving blessing to everyone. When you are embodiment of awareness, Baba's blessing is always with you. Even just as in Laukik they have horoscope before name ceremony, here also even before you are named Brahma Kumar and Brahma Kumaris, Baba has given a horoscope, and in that horoscope he has stretched or he has fixed the line of your fortune. He has fixed the line of your fortune. He has written the line of your fortune even before naming you. So you need not to ask, because your Baba's blessing is always with you. So this is the second divine leela. The third divine leela is divine leela of bidding farewell to Maya and receiving congratulations from father. Badhai and Vidai. So Baba said, when you make father your companion, then you remain in that consciousness of Master Almighty authority, and then Maya will not come near to you. And if you don't bid farewell to Maya, then you will always be in distress and calling out, what will happen to me, what will become of me, and all those things. So this is the divine leela of bidding farewell to Maya and receiving congratulations from father. This is the third divine leela. Fourth divine leela is of leela of getting absorbed, lost or merged in father's love. Just as those devotees are lost in the love of their deities, in the similar manner you remain lost. And when you remain lost, this mind, this limited consciousness of mine, my husband, my children, my position will not be there. Because this mind makes you dirty. That's why you should have only one consciousness. Mine is Vanshu Baba, and this mind, Vanshu Baba, this consciousness, in this mind all other minds are included. Whilst talking with Mother, Baba also said, Baba is telling you two things. First is destroyer of attachment and embodiment of remembrance, and second is Shri Baba is my companion and none else. So this is the fourth divine leela. Fifth divine leela is the divine leela of knowing father. Baba said, what is the speciality of all of you? Those saints and sages, they still keep on saying neti neti. They have not realized God, understood God, known God, but you have understood God, whether you are educated, uneducated, whether you are wealthy or poor. Regardless of your financial status, you have realized God. That's why this is your speciality. Not only that, whatever you never thought, even that has come to pass. What you never thought you will achieve, that you have achieved. So you should have so much intoxication of having known God. So intoxication of knowing Baba and thereby knowing everything. This is the divine leela. The next divine leela is divine leela of Ashtalilas. When you fall sick, what you have to do? Kamlesh Bhai, what you should do? Whenever you fall sick or when you are ill, what you should do? Baba has told three spiritual treatments. Three different spiritual treatments. The first spiritual treatment is injection or tablet of happiness. Just as they give injections and they give tablets and the change comes for the better, in the similar manner you should learn this art of injecting yourself. Self-medication. Happiness is an injection. Happiness is a tablet. Happiness is the nourishment. If you are sick, bring all the points of happiness into your awareness. And your illness, your disease, your ailment will go away. So happiness is the treatment, or rather is the final treatment, panacea for all the illnesses of the world. One. Second, knowledge. With the help of knowledge, with the light and might of knowledge, you should learn to make the body function. Knowledge has that much power. You should use knowledge that as a medicine, as a weapon, to make your body function. Second. Third, whenever you are sick, whenever you are ill, you start make a tour. This is an invitation from Vatan. This is an invitation from the subtle region that you go to Baba. Baba will take you everywhere, to London, America. Baba will take you to different devotees. Baba will take you on a world tour. Have entertainment, abusing tour with him. So whenever you are sick, in fact, this is an invitation. In fact, this is an invitation for 2 days if you are sick for 2 days. If it is an extended period, yes, Baba has given example of those trans messengers, just as you were hearing just now. that during those periods of Sindh Hyderabad, they used to go all of those messengers and bring different, and they would see different things there, and they would come and then enact that play. So whenever you are sick, whenever you are ill, what you have to do is, first is injection or tablet of happiness, second knowledge, and third invitation, and go to Baba. You can take rest. This is a rest for the intellect. Baba is not talking about rest to body. Baba has very specifically said, this will be a rest to the intellect. So, rather than becoming unhappy that this illness has come to me, take this as an opportunity, as an invitation to the for the divine tour. So, this is the sixth divine leela. The seventh divine leela is the, Baba is saying, swinging in the swing of happiness. Baba is saying, what are the signs of an easy yogi soul? So easy yogi soul is the one who is ever swinging in the swing of happiness. You got God. You got bestower of happiness. Your world has become a world of happiness. So sorrow cannot come near you. Trace of sorrow cannot touch you. Even the shadow, even the trace, even the sprinkle, nothing of the sorrow can ever touch you. Always stay in that ecstatic state of happiness, and this is the easy, constant yogi life. So this is the seventh divine leela. The eighth divine leela is for those who are uneducated, who are elderly. Probably when they see that others are youngsters are coming and they are going ahead, and they might feel inferiority complex within. So Baba is giving a very good advice to them. You should do a divine leela of storytelling. You have got an abundant stock of experiences with you. Why don't you keep on sharing them? Why don't you share your experiences, what you got, what you achieved, what you attained from Baba? Keep sharing your knowledge, keep sharing your experiences, because this is the greatest of all the services. This is the greatest of all the services. If you do share your experience, this is probably the greatest of all the speeches. Because when you share your experience, this is the living story. A living speech that makes an indelible impact on the minds of the hearts of this audience. So when you talk out of experience, when you share your experience, no other speech is greater than that. Because you are straight away entering into the hearts of those souls. You are making them realize the divine love of God, which you attained, which you got. How Baba helped you at times of distress, in your trials and tribulations of life. In the times of distress, in the times of difficulty, when you were in dilemma, you never understood what to do. That time suddenly a help came from Father. When a place where you never even thought that such a thing can happen, that third factor suddenly entered, the third force, which was absolutely, absolutely unforeseen, which you never even, unthinkable. Such a help came all of a sudden from somewhere. Baba often described there was no food, and Baba had to serve 300 children, 1 o'clock, and then 12 o'clock, the bell, and then suddenly food came at 11 o'clock. Baba often describes all these. So, this divine intervention, divine help, how Baba helped you at different times of your life. When you narrate this experience, this is the greatest of all the services. So these are the eight different leelas. The first is divine leela of meeting. Second is divine leela of staying alaukik in laukik. Divine leela of staying detached. Divine leela of maintaining unlimited consciousness. Divine leela of keeping yourself as a trustee, as a server. So this is the second divine leela. The third divine leela is the divine leela of bidding goodbye to Maya and receiving celebrations from Father. The fourth divine leela is getting merged in His love, lost in His love, unaware of the world, totally unaware of the world. What is happening in the world, you don't know. Saint Francis de Sales describes his experiences with Christ. He says that when I am lost in love of Christ, I just forget the world. I don't know what is happening in the world. I am totally unaware of what is. I have nothing to do with this world. I am only with my beloved. So, getting lost. Then the fourth Or fifth divine leela is the divine leela of knowing God and thereby knowing everything. Then sixth divine leela is divine leela of ashta leelas. Baba said, just as ashta leelas are described about Radha and Krishna, here also you do divine leelas with father in vatan, in divine activities. So you use your knowledge, you use your happiness and use divine tour with father whenever you are sick. Then the seventh divine leela is the divine leela of swinging in the swing of happiness, because that is a sign of easy yogi life. And the eighth divine leela, ashta divine leela, is the divine leela of storytelling. Tell your stories. This eight figure is very important. Ashta leelas, ashta shaktis, ashta ratan, ashta pehlu, ashta naika. So many ashta ashta are there. 8, 8, 8. So this is a very divine figure. So here, today what we have to do is, even in some of the scriptures it is written, there are different places you do different leelas with Shri Krishna. That is also one of the modes of worshipping Shri Krishna. So from today's leela, from Murli, remember these eight divine activities or divine leelas. Om Shanti.